Welcome to the Den Podcast. This is the place to find out news and updates at Lynn Haven School. Episodes of this podcast can be found on our website at lynnhavenschool.org. Like our social media and subscribe to our channels. Welcome to the Den. Hello, this is Mr. Harris here coming to you from the first edition of the Den. For 2022, it's been several months since we've had a Den edition, but I'm glad this is the first edition. Over the next several months and throughout the rest of the school year, I am going to be featuring Alumni Spotlight. So we're going to, you know, have conversations with recent alumni as last school year, 2022, all the way back to to when the school started back in 2012. So. We have 37 alumni that we potentially can interview and catch up and see how everyone's doing. So first up, we have a special guest, our first alumni spotlight. We have Marshall Jenkins, who just graduated May 2022. And he has agreed to be the first person to interview. Go ahead, Marshall. How are you doing today?
Hello there. I'm doing great. It's good to be back. Good to see all the familiar faces here, the staff.
Very good, very good. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing this summer.
Well, most of what I've been doing is working, visiting my friends, mm-hmm. and I did rafting a couple times. Okay.
Here at James River?
Actually, yes. That was the day after we graduated. I took a group and we went whitewater rafting.
Oh, wow. Very good, very good. Did anyone fall out?
My brother.
Your brother? Okay. Very good.
Well, actually, he pushed me out, but...
But he's still here.
Yeah, with the paddle.
Very good. Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, so that's fun. All right, done some whitewater rafting and socializing and all that good stuff. So what are you going to do? That's the big question. You know, after students graduate from Lynn Haven, right, we try to encourage all of you all to at least have a plan. You don't have to go to a four-year college. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do per se, but we encourage you to at least have a plan, whether it's going to a four-year school or joining the military or trying to get gainful employment. But the idea is to at least have a plan for what you're going to do after you graduate. So you graduated from Lynn Haven, you heard all the, you know, talks and all that about what to do. So what is Marshall Jenkins going to do?
My plan is to go to a gap year program in Boston, Massachusetts, a little area called Woodchester, and it's called Dynamy, D-Y-A-M-N-Y.
Okay. So how did you hear about this program?
My friend Nate Schofield, who I've known since Brook Road, he told me about it.
Okay, okay. So what's the purpose of this gap year program up in Boston?
It's basically like a set of internships where you're going to be a group of kids with there are four different houses that the program owns, mm-hmm. and each of us live in the different houses, and we have to manage like budgeting, buying our own food and all that, living together, getting to our internships on time.
Wow. So, okay. So that's a big step. You know, yes. I think about students that graduate from Lynn Haven, and they've elected to go to college. And one of the things that happens is, you know, from my personal experience, you go to high school, and then if you make the decision to go to college, yeah, you have chores at home and all of that, but you're really kind of on your own for the first time going to college, whether it's you're going to college 3 hours away or 30 minutes away. But this program is different. Dynamy is different. So you aren't in college per se, but you're actually living on your own and with a group of students, and you're actually learning how to, quote, be an adult and right. be on your own.
Everyone else is going straight to college. This gap year program is sort of like college. They offer a college course, but it's slower. Okay. And if you go to four-year college, you're just, bam, hit by everything at once. This is like slower, going into it, learning the inner workings, and then eventually maybe going to college, military, whatever happens after.
Okay. Very good. So why did you decide to go to this program rather than, you know, the military or to a four-year school?
Well, I heard about it through my friend Nate, and he went to it. He told me he loved it and thought we'd check it out. Talked to some people, went down and visited the place.
Okay.
Talked to some of the workers there, and it seems like it might be a good place for me to try out.
Very good. So when does it start? So when do you officially report in?
I report in on September 7th.
September 7th, okay. And are there any breaks in between that?
There will be some breaks. Of course, Thanksgiving, Christmas, spring, and all that, but probably be some three-day weekends here and there.
Okay. So this program is designed for, so most colleges have a first semester and second semester, right? So the first semester starts, you know, some colleges, you know, August, September, and then it ends in December, then it picks up again in January, ends in May. So is this program just a 9-month program, or is it broken up into semesters?
Well, it's broken up into semesters. As of now, I'm only doing the first semester from September to December, but I might do the rest of it if I see it fit.
Okay, very good. So there's some flexibility with this particular program.
Right.
Okay, very good, very good. So do you have any idea what sort of internships you're gonna take, or?
I'm gonna try to see if there's something up my alley of acting / voice acting.
Voice acting, is that a goal of yours?
Yes.
Very good, very
Actually, good. As a potential career.
Okay, okay.
Something that has to do is maybe being like a camp counselor or childcare, because I work at a child development center currently.
Okay.
And I genuinely really like it. I genuinely like working with little kids, being a mentor, something I've always liked.
Okay. So that's something that, okay, very good. And then, so that could actually be a potential career that you actually work in child care, child development, and then maybe the voice acting can be secondary, or the voice acting can be your primary job, and you can also volunteer at, you know, helping young students, you know, kind of see the potential.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, okay. So you have a really good understanding of what you want to do. So why do you think that is? Like, what influenced you to say, you know what, I really want to go into voice acting?
It's just been mostly just growing up and being a huge nerd.
Okay, fair enough.
Of all sorts of things. And a lot of time alone in the house where I can just talk to myself completely.
Okay. And so what are some of the voices you do?
I can do Kyle from South Park, and I can do Mickey Mouse,
That's a real talent, Marshall. That's like, you know, not everyone can do that. So you clearly have an idea of what you want to do, and you're setting yourself up, right? You're doing all the things that you're supposed to do. And clearly you have the support of your parents. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, helping you along the way. Is that right?
Yes,
Very good. So what's the biggest takeaway that you want from this Dotemy program? You go in there, you're going to learn all, but what's the thing that you really want to, you know, when you leave there, this is something I really want to, you know, take away from this program?
Mostly experience out of anything. Maybe some college credits, who knows, they offer a course there, I might see if I can get into that. And knowledge and just an overall, possibly leave with a career starting to set in motion, who knows.
Very good.
But it's mostly just experience.
Very good. I think you're going to get there. We're really proud of you here at Lynn Haven, and it was good to see when you walked in the doors. Before we leave, what advice do you give to class of 23?
Hey, this is your last year of being a kid. Live it up. Enjoy kid stuff. I don't care how stupid that sounds. Literally, like, enjoy it. But also, like, keep in mind, hey, there's gonna be cool adult stuff coming up soon. But don't take any moment you have for granted. Even the stupid moments, even the moments where you're like, God, I wanna go home, I wish I wasn't here. There's beauty in the bleeding sometimes.
Very good, I'm gonna leave it at that. Thank y'all for joining us today. We had our first guest for our Alumni Spotlight, Marshall Jenkins, and he is on his way to Dotemy in Boston. Good luck, Marshall.
Sir. Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Lynn Haven Schools podcast, The Den. To learn more about our school or to inquire about admissions, visit us at lynnhavenschool.org or call us at 804-750-2300. You've been listening to The Den.